Okay, we are up to Shabbos, Daf Nun Hey, and here on Daf Nun Hey, Nun Vav, we have the sugyas of Kol HaOmer, blank, Chata, Eino Elatoa. So we talk about Reuven first, Kol HaOmer, Reuven, Chata, Eino Elatoa. Whoever says that the word should be taken literally in the Torah, Eino Elatoa, that's a mistake, B'nei Eli, Eino Elatoa, and the Kol HaOmer, B'nei Shmuel, Chatu, and finally, Kol HaOmer, David, Chata, Eino Elatoa, that is on tomorrow's daf. So we'll start today, we're talking about the sugi in general, and then we'll specifically talk about the Chait of Reuven. So how do we approach these chataim in the text, where it seems like sins on the surface level, but Chazal have different understandings. So if you look in the Michta Meliyahu, Rav Dessler discusses this, and Rav Yeruchim discussed this. Let's see some of the words of the Mefarshim, how many Mefarshim have different approaches. So if you look in the first volume of Michta Meliyahu, he has a chapter called Chataim Shel Gdolei Olam. Kishenishma Adam Bishtamish Bemilas Avla. When we hear somebody use the word Avla, sin, or something crooked. You can't know what he's referring to. You can't know if somebody says that there is somebody did a sin, unless you know who that somebody is, you don't know what it means to do a sin. It depends on the person talking. If somebody who's a big avarian says he did a sin, then you know it's a real sin. If a big tzaddik says he did a sin, then it could be a tiny little sin. But that's also a sin, lagabi that tzaddik. L'mashal, l'Rav Safra, geneva hi kfar im eino dover emes bel vavo. To Rav Safra, you know what geneva means? You don't speak properly in your heart. You say a lie. That's geneva. L'tosefta, call me sheino dover b'shem amro. If I quote something and I don't get proper credit, that's a ganav. It depends on the person talking. So when the Torah says something, obviously it's the highest level. So when the Torah calls something a chait, when the Torah says something is wrong, that is coming from a certain perspective. Al karchach muvan shavchanas haTorah bechatoa midaka ad she'ein shir. So we have to know that we have to be very medactic when the Torah uses the word chait. Gamati or mikroskopi lo yaspik losis lo numusag midakas mishpata. Even if you use a microscope, you can't get to the darkest nature of what the Torah says. Like when the Torah says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Yan lo ha'em mantembi. Moshe didn't have emuna. Moshe wasn't a mammon. Of course he was, and yet that's what the Torah says. Because Lagabe Moshe Rabbeinu is called Yan Lo Emante. V'yafapikein, Mefarshi Torah, Nilu Ladas, Maos Cheto. And they wanted, the Barbanel lists 10 different pshatim. And he asks on them, and he has his own. On Parshas Chukas, what exactly was the chait of Moshe Rabbeinu? But we have to remember, Gam Alashon Asher Bamet Eretz HaTorah, Chate Gdoleha, Lefi Aracha Zazu. And we have to recognize that, as we approach this sugya, and that's what Chazal did by the Chet Egel, Shiches Amcha, your nation has fallen, and Lamaisa only 3,000 men were killed. What do you mean, the whole nation? Shiches Amcha, Chatzi Asiris Asiris Shemachana, a tiny percentage was killed. It must be that there's different levels, and that's what he says relating to our Gemara. What does it mean, Kol HaOmer Reuven Chata? It means, if somebody says Chata, Eino Latoa, if they look at Chait from our perspective, and they put our perspective onto that perspective, Papirish, HaOmer Shechatu Al Pikne Mida Shel Atzmo, Toe Bipshutam Shel Aksuvim. There was something wrong. For sure there was something wrong. It calls it a Chait, but it's not something wrong from our perspective, it's something wrong from their perspective, so to speak. And he quotes, Nevarak Sasa Mekitzer Nimras, Kol HaOmer Reuven Chata Eino Latoa, El Bon Ima Tava, Bilbo Matzoi Mitasha. We'll get to Reuven. We'll get to, and he's Kol HaOmer Shlomo Chata. Right? Kol HaOmer David HaMelech. Right? We have to read it carefully because, you know, the Torah uses different words and definitions than we use. Rabbi Yerucham Levavitz also has this idea in Breishis, in his commentary in Parshas Vayishlach, where he talks about on these psukim, on Reuven, Vayelach Reuven, Vayishkav es Bila, the Pasuk says, Vayishkav, he lay with Bila. So again, from one perspective, from one person's viewpoint, it means he slept with her. But from the Torah's perspective, Gevera will mean he did something that it was Ke'ilu because of the level that Reuven was on, Hashem considered it as a Chut HaSaira that he did something negative, but He just writes it like that. V'ine al nita atzmenu lemar. Acharei shechazal omru l'mashal aruvein, shmei olam ha-shachav ezbila, ela rak shemala kazav gilu shachav im ken, vayishkav ein se ela derech mashal v'remez al maiz ebila ha-mishkav. You can't say that the Torah is just giving a mashal. The Torah is not talking literally. Every word of the Torah is literal. There's no mashal zumalitzes in stories. So it's not that the Torah writes something but doesn't mean it. No, the Torah means it. Lokeinu adavar, ki b'Torah ein melitzos, v'chol advarim heim kipshutam. Ukshenomar b'Torah v'yishkav, hinezeh v'yishkav mamish, that's what it means. But we just don't know what v'yishkav means in this context. But it means v'yishkav. Elachasar lanu kol ha'avanav asaga b'mileh shal Torah kedosha, etzleinu enyonim hinam mugbalim. We're limited based on our understanding of words. Our understanding gives the same examples of Rav Dessler. We know what a ganav is. Everybody says, what's a ganav? But Chazal have different levels of ganav. Ganav is somebody who's not Omer Davar B'Shem Amro. Right? There are different levels of Ganav. And there's different levels of Vayishkav. Lu yadanu gam anachnu omkam shel anyonim. If we would understand the depths, lu ayinu masigim omik inyin niyuf, va omik inyin shel bilbul yitzui aviv, we would know, we would understand the different levels of what it means to be menaif. Then we will be able to understand and know what the Vayishkav is. Right? He says, after all, in Shema, v'los asur achil vavchem v'achareinechem asher atem zonim achareihem. It's already bad thoughts and looking with our eyes. The Torah already calls nus. Zonim achareihem. Yard the Torah, l'sofem shalanyon. And the Torah goes down and delves into the meaning of these words. Yard the Torah, l'sofem, v'sham vada is nus mamashi. Ruven aflo noga bevila. That's what the Torah considers it. If you look in the work of one of the works of the Maritz Chayes wrote two volumes, Kol Kisvei Maritz Chayes, some amazing svarim there. So if you look in Mavo HaTalmud, in the 20th parak, V'chenayim Mekubal Eitz HaChazal, he talks about also why Chazal did this in these dafim. Shekol Mashi Yecholom Laharbos B'Shevach Maitza Tzadikim U'Lahafeich B'Schusam. It's the idea of Dan Lekav Schus when it comes to tzaddikim. Yasu kein tamid lishtadel la tzaddikim b'chol ofan ha'efshar. U'mizeh asiba David Shlomo v'chulu all of these. Harei av shebemakom demefurish b'mikro l'ra. Even where pashtus means a chait. Chibtsu eitzos b'darkei hadrush lahatztik ma'aseim l'mayna ashma. It limits it. Doesn't mean that it takes away the whole message, as we'll talk about soon, but it limits it. What Achan did, what Esav did, what Bilam did, they were magdil those. Why is this? Why did Chazal take psukim that seem to be chatoim in Tanakh and minimize them when it comes to tzaddikim? Kisamu magamasim u'babatam lahachzikets ala'am es ha'ikar agadol asher inichu chachamenu baliyah mishnah. Mitzvah goreres mitzvah va'avera goreres avera. Doesn't mean that they were perfect, but minimizing averas that were done with the balance of still being able to teach us. We learned shuva from David HaMelech. Even though we minimize his chait, but he's the symbol of tshuva. The point is to when the Doresh darshins, he has to teach people about tell Sipuri Tzadikim and tell Sipurim how they overcame, and even if they did something wrong, but to minimize it. That's what they did, because that's what inspires people. Rav Hirsch has a very different perspective. I wouldn't call it a machlokas, because I think Rav Hirsch also recognizes what Chazal do in these Gemaras, but Rav Hirsch just has the balance and the foil and says, yes, Rav Dessler is right, yes, Rav Yeruchim, that idea, it has value, but if you take away the entire sin, then they lose the fact that they can be models for us. Rav Hirsch writes in Parshas Lech Lecha, the Torah never hides from us the faults, errors, and weaknesses of our great men. Just by that, it gives the stamp of veracity to what it relates. But in truth, we don't believe in the infallibility of the clergy. Right? Other religions do believe in that. We don't. Continues Rav Hirsch. But in truth, by the knowledge which is given us of their faults and weaknesses, our great men are in no wise made lesser, but actually greater and more instructive. If they stood before us as the purest models of perfection, if they never sinned, we should attribute them as having a different nature, which has been not denied to us. They're a different category of being. Were they without passion, without internal struggles, their virtues would seem to us the outcome of some higher nature, hardly a merit, and certainly no model that we could hope to emulate. Take, for instance, Moshe's Anava. Did we not know that he could also fly into a passion? His meekness and modesty would seem to us his inborn natural disposition and lost to us as an example. Just as Shimuno Hamorim gives his Anava its true greatness, shows it to us as a result of the great work of self-control and selfie noblement, which we should all copy because we should all copy. Because that's what makes them great. That's what makes them the leaders. The truly continues, it may never be our task to whitewash the spiritual and moral heroes of the past, to appear as apologists for them. They do not require our apologies, nor do such attempts become them. Truth is the seal of our Torah, and truthfulness is the principle of all its true and great commentators and teachers. After all, and that's how the Ramban could say in Lech Lecha, Chata Avram Avinu Chet Gadol Bishkaga. He could say that. But again, does that mean, what is refers to with these two dafim in Gemara? So again, there has to be a balance between recognizing that their chatoim are not our chatoim, and Rav Dessler is correct in that if we use the same measuring rod for David's chait and Moshe's chait and Reuven's chait, so that's a problem. And that's what the Gemara means, kala omer, they were chote eno el atoeh. But we also have to recognize that we can't take away all emotion and make them not human, and just say that they're, you know, like Rav Lichtenstein writes in one of his essays, if we say that Avram Avinu on the way to the Akedah was dancing and singing as if he was going to a wedding because he wanted to do the Dvar Hashem, and he had the same feelings as if he was going down the aisle with the sun, that takes away the whole story. That his humanness. No, you have to say he was doing the Dvar Hashem, but he was also very emotional about it. And he was very maybe inside in turmoil, so to speak, even though he was doing it. So we always have to keep the human side of it, even though it has to be balanced. I might add that we can never add on, let's say, to chatoim that Chazal say. Of our great leaders, okay, Chazal, the Torah says, and Chazal say something, but there is a certain genre that sometimes people add on to other wrong things that the great people of Tanakh did. That's something that is beyond the scope, and that's something that for sure, the idea of mitzvah goreis mitzvah behooves us not to have that attitude. That's in general all of these stories. Let's talk to the rest of today's shiur about Reuven. Rav Hashem, tomorrow, next time, we'll talk about David. So the chait of Reuven. So why did Reuven do what he did? So Chazal tell us, if you read the psukim, it says the word vayishkav, and vayishkav, he did he did something with the bed of his mother after Rachel died. The psukim describe how after Rachel dies in childbirth. Let me just find the psukim. The pasuk says that he took the bed and he took the bed. That's already Chazal. Here it is at the end of in the paraglamet hey vayishlach vayhi b'tzeis nafshak he mesa, and Rachel dies. And right after that, Vayisa Yisrael Vayeta Halo Mehalal Migdal Eder Vayibishkon Yisrael Be'eretz Ahi Vayelach Reuven Vayishkav Es Bila Pilegesh Aviv. He is Vayishkav. What does Vayishkav mean? Good question. Usually means like he lay with Bila Pilegesh Aviv Vayishma Yisrael Vayubnei Yaakov Shnei Masar. Very challenging pasuk. Reuven went. He lay with Bila. Yisrael heard, and Yaakov's sons were 12. What is the connection between all of those? All of those parts. So again, many different pshatim, what that means. But again, none of the pshatim say that he actually did what he did. And as Rav Dessler says, because there's different levels of shchiva, just like there's different levels of geneva, one of the shiftei ka to do this with Bila is not acceptable in the eyes of Chazal. He did something wrong. The Zohar writes, and the Hemek Davar picks up on this in Parshas Vayechi. Parshas Vayechi. He stayed on the bed. He stayed on the bed with in that room, so Yaakov couldn't come in. Ubedar ubarish lo ba Reuven chas v'shalom es Bila, says the Netziv. El hadif siv v'yishkav es Bila shachav ba'ohel shela kidei shelo yavo Yaakov eleha b'shvil shehirgish sarimo. Not that he did something right, but it's just explaining what he did. He felt the pain of his mother that already Yaakov is not going to go to Leah, at least going to go to the other shivcha. So he felt the base, he stayed there, and he knew Yaakov wouldn't be coming in if he was there. It wasn't on the same level, but it was something very negative.
Ha'boel
Kisha, he fits it into the words, in Vayechi. But that is one idea that he stayed there the whole night. Rashi says, as we know, that he moved the bed. As the Rashi quotes from Chazal, and our Gemara discusses also, that he moved the bed because he couldn't take the pain that his mother was going to be going through after the fact that the Yaakov did this. Bitosha bilbel mishkavo mal alav akasav kilu shachva. V'lama bilbel v'chilo yitzuav shek shemesa rachel natal Yaakov mitaso shein nusuna v'tadir ba'ol rachel v'lo b'shar alim v'nasa ba'ol bila baruvin v'tava el bonimo. It's not fair, as our Gemara says. Emachosimi ha'isat sara limi shifchas achosimi te'asara limi lakach bilbel. That's what he did, what he did. If you look at the psukim closely, Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, the tour in his commentary ala Torah, quotes here from Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. So if you look closely at the psukim, maybe we could have another understanding. Because the psukim say that he did this, Vahi b'teis nafsha kimesa, Vahisa Yisrael, Vahi b'shkon Yisrael v'eretzei v'yelech Ruvain. Ruvain went. Vayishkav es pilav pilegash aviv. Who's Vayishkav? It doesn't say Vayishkav Ruvain. It says Vayelach Ruvain. Ruvain went. Sometimes it says people go somewhere without finishing. Vayelach Ruvain. Vayishkav is Bilal Pelegash Aviv. Vayishma Yisrael. Suggest to Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. Vayelach Ruvain. Pirish Shaholach Lo Ubarach Misham. He ran away. Vilama. Vayishkav is Bilal Pelegash Aviv. Sharat Aviv Lashachiv Ima. He was very upset. Vayelach Ruvain. Right, Ruvain heard that, knew what was going on. Vishchon Yisrael Baratahi, as he was being Shochein Yaakov, Ruvain left. Vayishkav is Bilah Pilegash Aviv. Yaakov was with his with Bilah. Vaalzen is Kana Ruvain Abarach. Vayishma Yisrael Shebishvilze Barach Ruvain. Yisrael heard that that's why Ruvain ran away. Vaasa Mitaso Ba'Oaleya. Vyoz Chazar Ruvain Vayubne Yaakov Shnei Masar Kibatchila. Unbelievable, you got to fit in as a chisuri mechsura in this pasuk. But the Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid has a totally different reading. That Ruvain said, I can't stay here in this state. He leaves, Yaakov hears about it and realizes what happened, and he motivated Yaakov in that way to come back. Amazing, fascinating. If you look at the Maharal, again, those are some of the Rishonim. That was Rashi, and that was the Zohar, and that's the tour in the name of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. There are some Achronim that have some suggestions also what exactly happened in this happened in this case. The Maharal says that maybe he's similar to the number one, but he says, V'yira lo mashabilbo Yitzu Aviv, he mixed up Yitzue Aviv ki'ilu shachav ima. What does it mean by Yishkav? Not that he actually slept with her, but he did something that the same effect as ki'ilu he was shachav with her, meaning he was misyachid with her. And if it was misyachid with her, Shaya Osek Ahid Tan Rocha, the Gemara says in Yevamis, Kadeshehe Nechshad mi Bila, Fahutzrach Yaakov Lifrosh Bimena. The Zenikra Bilbo Yitzue Aviv, Shehishkiv Atzmon Bimitas Aviv Achia Yanira Sheshachavima, the Kavanaso Hayak, they Lifrosh Yaakov mi Bila. It's all the same Kavana. Be with my mother. Don't be with my aunt Shivcha, because that is not appropriate for one of the imahos. And then he quotes later on, he talks about the psukim kasher ba lishkov imav and ischari ve'pirish as woman achay v'cholu. That's the Maharal, another pshat that he has. One final idea, the Ksava Kabbalah, who always picks up on the wording of the psukim, he says you never find vayelech and vayishkav put with each other. Never have that in the psukim. V'nirali hechra milashon amikra l'das chazal. And that's what Chazal picked up on, not taking this literally. Ki al shchiva mamish lo shayach lashon vayelech vayishkav. Ki lashon vayelech yore al hatnua min hapnim al achutz. Vayelech always means going out. Doesn't mean going and going to bed. It means going out. That's what vayelech is always. Lachin lo yichubar im lashon vayishkav rak lashon bia o kima. Vatavo vatishkav. Vatakam vatishkav. Debenos lot. Rus vatavo vatishkav margalosa. Vain b'harbi mahakomos. Vahu haraui li inyan shchivas hazug shu bepnimis hacheder lo karav chutzos. Vayelach means to go out. So what does that mean? V'laze yirah lafarish loshem vayishkav amor kanu masha hu shu hefech hakima. Vayishkav is the opposite of kima, is lifting up. Vayishkav is pushing down. To be mashkiv, not to be shochev. So what does that mean? He went out and lowered Bilha in the eyes of the public. V'hu horadas habizayon v'hashiflus k'inyan nishkava b'boshtano v'chulu. Ve'en l'cha b'izan yoser gadol milikra ose isha nesua b'nizun gemurim b'shem pilegesh. He spread that v'yishkav is bila pilegesh aviv. He went telling everybody, she's the pilegesh. This is a wife. Pilegesh. V'pchises lo l'bayla. That's what he was trying to do to get Yaakov to go to his mother. V'zeol adaiti ma'acha yichzir aboseinu bilbo yitzuei aviv. Hu b'mashakar b'shem pilegesh l'eni kala'am. And that's the psukim. L'fize tama mikra ruvein halach. Kerev chutzos be'anshe ayir. V'yivez v'yored es bilah. B'mashakar b'shem pilegesh aviv. V'shienena ishto nesua b'nisuam gemurim. And that led Yaakov to not be with her. The Karav Lomar, Shasiba Shemimena Nisar Levazosa, B'Shem Pilegesh, Kira Osa, Melechas Kol Tzarchei Abayis, maybe he saw her acting like a Pilegesh. Okay, either way, this is the creative pshat. Again, based on the Psukim. The Ksav HaKabbalah always gets it from the Psukim, such a close reader of the fine print in the Torah. But either way, these are a number of ideas relating to general, Kala Omer, Eino Olachote, Eino Olatoa, and the Chait of Ruvain. If you look in the Pnei Yeshua here, I'm not going to go through it, but Pnei Yeshua goes through how this connects to Har Grizim and Har Eval, and how the Shvatim were exactly ordered on those mountains. But we will stop here.